Sharp Edges by Jane Ann Krentz. Read by Stephanie Diaz.
Prologue. 3 years earlier. Cyrus Chandler Colfax watched Hades pursue Persephone as she fled hell with the seeds of spring in her hands. The torment on the face of the Lord of the Underworld struck a chord. He knew exactly what the poor guy was going through. He wanted to give him some advice. Sure, it was nice to have a woman around, especially in a place like hell. Good to have someone who laughed politely at your lousy jokes. Someone you could take on vacation, assuming you ever got to go on vacation. Someone who maybe even knew something else you could do with tuna fish besides make a sandwich out of it. But what good was having a woman who did not want you? Cyrus took a closer look at the desperate face of Hades. Forget her. She probably faked her orgasms anyway. He knew firsthand what the fraudulent kind felt like. Katie had gotten very good at them. Incredible, isn't it? Damian March's perfect white smile glinted in the shadows that surrounded the display pedestal. 4th century. Roman, of course. The absolute apogee of glass cutting in antiquity. Uh-huh. Cyrus could feel his eyes start to glaze over already. Damian was particularly grating when he went into his lecturing mode. The technical term is dia treta. Most examples of the art are deep bowls, such as this one. The experts refer to them as cage cups because of the way the carved figures stand out from the background. It almost looks as if they are attached by a net, or trapped in an invisible cage. Yeah. Cyrus tuned Damian out.